Welcome and thank you for joining us for the service at Plymouth Presbyterian Church in St. Helens, Oregon. This is from the August 24th, 2025 service at Plymouth, the 11th Sunday after Pentecost. The sermon will be delivered by Pastor Peter Blank.
Please stand in body or spirit for the call to worship. Where can we stand when God is shaking the earth?
We will stand on the promises of God.
Where can we find support when our foundations fail?
We will lean on the everlasting arms of God.
Where can we find salvation in times like these? Let us worship the God of our salvation.
Next is the hymn, Standing on the Promises.
Thank you.
Today's first scripture reading is Psalm 71, 1 through 6, and I'm going to be reading through the NIV. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, rescue me and deliver me. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge, to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of those who are evil and cruel. For you have been my hope, sovereign God, my confidence since my youth. From birth I have relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you. This is the word of the Lord.
Next, special recorded music, Be Not Afraid, by John Michael Talbot.
You shall cross the mountains, but you shall not die of thirst. You shall wander far and safe, though you do not know it. You shall speak. Oh,
We turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verses 18 through 29. I'm reading from the translation, The Message by Eugene Peterson, to give it a unique as well as lively flow. Beginning at verse 18. Unlike your ancestors, you didn't come to Mount Sinai. All that volcanic blaze and earth-shaking rumble to hear God speak. The ear-splitting words and soul-shaking message terrified them, and they begged God to stop. When they heard the words, "If any animal touches the mountain, it is as good as dead," they were afraid to move. Even Moses was terrified. No, that's not your experience at all. You've come to Mount Zion, the city where the living God resides. The invisible Jerusalem is populated by throngs of festive angels and Christian citizens. It is the city where God is judge, with judgments that make us just. You've come to Jesus, who presents us with a new covenant, a fresh charter from God. Jesus is the mediator of this covenant. The murder of Jesus, unlike Abel's, his homicide was one that cried out for vengeance. No, the murder of Jesus became a proclamation of grace. So don't turn deaf ears to these gracious words. If those who ignored earthly warnings didn't get in away with it, what will happen to us if we turn our backs on heavenly warnings? God's voice that shook the earth to its foundations, this time, God's told us this quite plainly. God is also the rock of the heavens. One last shaking, from top to bottom, stem to stern. The phrase "one last shaking" means a thorough house cleaning, getting rid of all the historical and religious junk so that the unshakable essentials stand clear and uncluttered. Do you see what you've got? We've got an unshakable kingdom. And do you now see how thankful we must be? Not only thankful, but brimming with worship, deeply reverent before God. For God is not an indifferent bystander. God is actually cleaning house, torching all that needs to be burned. And they won't quit until it's all cleaned. God Himself is fire. This is the word of the Lord. So I titled my sermon Unshakable. And this morning, as time just sort of got away from me, and as I was rushing my way into town, Mark was asking me once I arrived, "Did you have trouble coming across Cornelius Pass?" The answer, truthfully, is no. It flowed fine. That fellow with the boat in front of me decided to go slower than I would like him to do. And then as I got to town here in St. Helens, and I passed by the Gilt Shop. Now, some of you know it by another phrase, the Quilt Shop. But yes, truly, as I passed there, the Gilt Shop stirred me to try and invent some stories that I could say, here's the real reason why I'm late. I'd set things out, I put things together, and still time got away from me. So here we are. Me preaching about an unshakable kingdom when I come in really shaking and quivering, going, "Oh, I'm going to be late." But I'm pleased with the idea that you can't start without me. I heard that. Yes, we can. I heard that. I'm listening. I can hear you. When the ground shakes. Years ago, while I was a student in seminary, I saw a cement slab floor for the first time have waves roll through it. And as I walked down the hallway where I lived, I had trouble staying on my feet, keeping my balance. An earthquake was shaking the house and the neighborhood and all of Fresno. And that slab cement floor that I've always seen as flat had this ripple going through it, much like waves in an ocean. I thought first that maybe a truck was rolling by and the rumbling of it caused the house to do a little shaking, but no, it was a real earthquake. And in that moment, I discovered even the ground that I stand on is not firm and isn't so solid. Now, most of us have been in the midst of an earthquake and that kind of shaking, well, you know, that kind of shaking gets a little more, lively the closer we are to a fault line. And we've been by fault lines before, where the phone rings and it's bad news, where the company announces it's downsizing, when the doctor calls back and said, I've got results, and they're results that you and I don't want to hear. And suddenly our ground shifts and moves and we can't control it. Here in St. Helens, we've felt it in our community too. When the paper mill closed, it shook families. It shook the whole town. Today, rising food costs, rising housing costs, shake many of our neighbors. And the ground beneath us isn't always steady. But Hebrews tells us this: in a world that trembles, there is one thing that does not. God and God's kingdom are unshakable. Our passage in Hebrews starts out talking about two mountains and the reaction to what went on in those two mountains, two feelings. First, Mount Sinai. Thunder, fire, trembling. Moses had gone up the mountain. Clouds had descended. Loud noises ensued. Moses came down the mountain, and the people said, "We're afraid. We are shaking in our boots." And that's what it feels like when we stand before God on our own, shaken, undone, overwhelmed. But then our passage goes on to say, that's not your experience. Your experience is Mount Zion. And there on Mount Zion, there are angels celebrating. Saints are gathered, and Jesus is at the center. So instead of fear, there's joy. Instead of trembling, there's belonging. You shall see the face of God and live. That's what our song, Be Not Afraid, said to us. In the Old Testament, that was impossible. Anyone stand before God was incinerated instantly. But as we read about the love and mercy of God, and of Mount Zion, you shall see the face of God and live. Sinai shows us our weakness. Zion shows us God's grace. Sinai shakes us down, and Zion holds us steady. Why does God allow shaking? The unknown writer of Hebrews says, God will once more shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. Why? Why do that? So that what cannot stand and will not last will fall away. And that shaking will show what is eternal, and it will remain. This is harvest time, so think of the fruit tree. You go out to a fruit tree and you shake it and the rotten fruit drops out. And what remains is the good fruit. Think of shaking a rug. People used to do that a lot more, and now that it's attached to our floors, not so much. But shaking a rug, you go outside, and as you shake it, the dust flies off. The rug stays. God's shaking of heaven and earth are in order that what cannot last is done away with, so that what is real and good and beautiful will stand. We have a story that tells that very clearly. Mark alluded to it, but I want to turn the calendar back a little bit. Right now, Habitat for Humanity is doing a build, and the foundation is there, a slab floor that when an earthquake, I bet it ripples, but that's another point. Before this build started, and before COVID-19, there was the earlier build. And I'll tell this as if I was here, because while I wasn't here at the St. Helens build, I was at and a part of the Newburgh Habitat build. And so it's easier if I can tell it in first person. So excuse my mistelling of this story. But in this story, you lived through it. In those years, a few years ago, we gathered on a patch of ground in St. Helens, a bare lot, nothing but dirt, a pile of lumber to the side, and a blueprint as you rolled it out that looked more like a dream than reality. That first morning, it didn't look like much. And I know it felt overwhelming. Hammers in the hands of people who hadn't swung a hammer in years. Volunteers measuring the boards three times to make sure they cut it right the first time. Dust on boots, splinters in fingers, and yeah, there was laughter as well, but plenty of questions like, do you really think we're gonna get this done? But then something happened. Walls started to go up. Neighbors who had never learned each other's names began knowing one another, working side by side. The kids who gathered at the build, they brought water for those who were overheated. Folks who had worked at the mill, now closed, were now retired, taught younger ones how to square a corner and how to drive a nail straight. And then comes that day. That day when the build is finished, walls are up, siding on, roof is in place, and it's ready to be moved into. And that's the day when we gather there and the keys are turned over to the new family there. In that build, the ground started was just dirt. Unstable, shifting. But what stood there in the end was something very solid. A home, a future, and signs of hope. Do you see that? That building wasn't just about wood and nails. It was about the kingdom of God showing up here in St. Helens. The shaking of our community, the instability of housing, the fear of families without a place to stay was met by something unshakable. Neighbors loving neighbors, people building together, God's steadying presence holding it all. That Habitat house is a parable. It's a parable told in lumber and paint. And it reminds us that when everything else shakes, God plants something firm. And that parable is beginning again with our next build of St. Helens. It's happening right here and right now. Here's the good news. We receive what can't be shaken. Hebrews says that we don't build the kingdom, God's kingdom, by our own power. We receive it. The passage says, Since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us respond by being thankful and so worship God. Yes, we swing hammers, but the deeper truth is this. The house is a gift. God's kingdom is a gift given to us. Our salvation, where God says, I love you, I call you by name, I will never let you go. Our salvation is a gift. Remember, we don't hold the world together. God does. And when Hebrews says, our God is a consuming fire, it's said that to not scare us, but to remind us that God is at work, burning away what's false, so that what is true and good shines through. So what does this mean to us, living unshakable in St. Helens? It means this, that when the world shakes, wars, headlines, politics, we remember that God's kingdom, God's reign isn't up for grabs. When St. Helens shakes, when you and I are not sure you believe enough, remember, it's not by your own strength and your own grip on God that saves you and me. It's God's grip on us. I will not let you go. I know you by name. And my favorite verse, every hair on your head is numbered. God's grip will not let us go. To wrap this all together, we have a rock beneath our feet. There is an old hymn, and we will sing it very soon. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. That Habitat House in St. Helens, built years ago, is a standing sermon. The ground shakes, but God builds what lasts. The kingdom of God is unshakable. And by grace, my friends, you and I, we are a part of that unshakable kingdom. So when everything else quakes, remember this. You belong to a kingdom that can't be shaken. And you and I are held by a God who never trembles. Yes, unshakable. Thanks be to God.
Next is the hymn, My Hope Is Built.
Yeah.
next is the hymn, Lord of the Dance.
Spring of water whose water never fails. Amen.